Dan was a very down-to-earth person. Dan always was one that could take anything and make it work. In a better sense, he had the personality to work with everybody. I enjoyed Dan's personality. He and I did a lot. We'd go to the businesses around town as a good gesture upon the city, make sure everybody knows that we're still interested in them. It wasn't one of those things that, everybody kind of city hall was mad. We always went out to make sure things were going out. Dan was good at that. He was a good public relations person. He's done a lot with the development camp. I mean, Dan was one of the key players in our $110 million renovation in downtown, which we actually built it with the private developers and the city and the university. We built a destination for people who want to come to Canton. And Dan was a very key person in putting that together. Dan and I were friends outside of the office. We did a lot of things together. We have a common interest. He loved model trains and railroad, and I do too. And we played cornhole together. And I'm at his daughter's graduation parties and that kind of stuff. Dan was a super person. I knew him before he worked for the city when he was our chamber director for the city. And Dan and I worked together. In fact, I helped him on his campaign when he was running for county commissioner a little bit. But eventually he came to the city, and I think Dan probably blossomed most in his whole life when he came to the city with his ability to do things.